Hello, this is David for Citizen Relay in Cumbernauld. The torch relay has just passed through. I'm here with Anne Cowie, who's the deputy head of one of the local schools. Anne, if you'd just like to tell us what you've been doing over the last while building up to the torch relay and what's happened here today.
So the children have been preparing by organising banners across lots of different subject areas. And today we brought out all of our second, third and fourth year pupils to take part and line the streets and celebrate the Olympic torch coming to Cumbernauld.
Yeah. And what sort of banners did the children produce? What was the sort of themes that came through?
Just messages of congratulations, welcoming the torch to our ladies. There were banners from some of the modern languages pupils, so they were in French and Spanish to welcome.
Okay, and on the route today, what's been happening in terms of the school's involvement? Have they been doing anything planned, or has it just been here to see
it? No, it's just been given our area to stand with, and we've been here since 11 o'clock this morning, so been a nice long day for them, and they've really enjoyed all the entertainment, and the pupils have been wonderful.
You've just seen the flame passing through. Do you know any of the local torchbearers? Is there any connections there with the school?
Not directly with the school. Some of the classes have been researching who the torchbearers were, but there's no connection directly to our ladies.
Okay, and will you be doing anything post now, between now and the Olympics, that kind of reflects on the experience of the torch as it builds up to the Olympic Games?
Some of the subject departments are looking at the Olympics in a variety of different ways, in English and modern languages and social subjects. And we've also incorporated that into a celebration for the Diamond Jubilee as well.
Okay, and the sort of experience of the Olympics, are you planning to do some things for the Commonwealth Games, which are coming up in the next few years, obviously?
We will do in the future, yes, and we'll be working closely with our cluster primary schools as well, working together.
Thank you very much for your time.
Okay, thank you.